Colorado and Los Angeles from Chavez Ravine. So far, the Rockies have been a big thumbs up in L.A. They've taken the first two. In the second inning, Trevor Story gets them going.
First pitch didn't strike out here. It's feast or famine, and he just lined up to have a big dinner presented to him. Hits it halfway up in the pavilion in left center field. So Trevor Story with his 20th of the season. You make a mistake, you'll have to pay, and that's exactly what Alex Wood does. A two-run blast, and the Rockies on top, 2-0. At 88, there's a ground ball. That's up the middle. That's going to score the run, and as a leadoff hitter, he knocks in yet another one. It's been an incredible season for Charlie Blackmon of the Dodgers here in the second inning. Know that they have to play catch-up. They're down 3-0.
Oh, Rick, that was a changeup, 85-mile-an-hour changeup. It's not his fastball, but it was up. It was straight. It didn't have depth. And Blackmon once again hits a lefty, stays right in on it.
2-1, Arenado deep in the box. He's waiting, and he drives one to left field. It's on one hop. Peterson has it. They're going to send the runner. The throw is not in time. It bounced in and off the glove of Grandal, and sliding in is Blackmon. On the play, to second goes Arenado. Over to third goes LeMahieu. It's 4-0 Rockies. There's Story. He drives one to left center field. That's going to split the alleys. One hops the wall. And it's Taylor that comes up with it. They're going to send the runner home. And the relay is offline and not in time. An RBI double off the bat of Trevor Story, who's knocked in three of the Rockies' runs in tonight's game. And Holland delivers, and it's a ground ball. Slowly hit. Arenado at third. Up with it. Throws, and that's going to end the ball game as Taylor bounces out 5-3. The Dodgers, a big run that they gave up off of Kenley Jansen in the ninth inning, and that proved to be the difference in the ball game.
Chad Bettis gets his first win of the season as he throws five innings of three-run ball. Charlie Blackmon 2-for-5, including an RBI. With that, he ties Craig Biggio for the most RBI in a season by a National League leadoff hitter with 88. Biggio did it back in 1998. The Dodgers lose their ninth in a row. Final score on Saturday, 6-5 Colorado. They've lost 14 out of 15. And once again, Dodgers manager Dave Roberts searches for answers.
You know, I don't know a whole lot. Obviously the mistake early, got behind with the homer, Woody. Just mislocation, got behind the eight ball again. But answered three runs and kept playing, kept fighting. And it was good to see Dre come in and get a pinch hit homer. And Logan in the end, I thought the bullpen pitched well, and being down a run late, Kenley's usage has been minimal, so to keep it within one, felt we had a chance to extend the game. So the compete was there. Obviously, we came up short again.
How do you explain a sport or a team within a sport that has such historic runs on the positive side and then a run right now that has been the worst in 25 years?
Yeah, that's a good question. I can't explain it. I think that there's a little bit that seeps in, and things keep kind of perpetuating as far as some negativity, where at some point you feel like there's nothing you can do to lose a game. And right now it feels like everything, sort of goes against us. But there were some breaks tonight that I thought we took advantage of as far as situationally, and some big hits in that fourth inning, I think it was. But again, when you're not going great, or you're going bad like we are, it's the little things that get magnified that you got to really kind of focus on doing those little things to be proactive and get you out of it.
Alex didn't seem to have the command as much in this outing as he did in his previous outing. Off the disabled list for the first time. What were you seeing with his stuff?
I think that it was just, it's one of those things where it's just, you misfire a couple times, and when it's going bad, they're not foul balls or balls popped up, they're homers, and that ball to Story tried to go away, and we know that he's aggressive, and it just kind of yanked to the glove side, and he put a good swing on it. But I think it's just one of those things that's what happens when things are going bad.
Wood was like an extreme ground ball guy before the break, and his numbers kind of bared that out a little bit too. Since the break, it's been down like 20%. Is some of that related to like his SC joint, or is he doing anything different that you're seeing out there?
I don't think it's related to the SC joint. from him and the training staff. He said he feels good and feels strong. But I will say, Eric, that he is up more in the zone than he typically is. and when he is down, inducing soft contact and balls on the ground and throwing the slider off that fastball down at the kneecap, at the hollow of the knee, he's much better. But in the big leagues where a matter of a few inches above the knee or a couple inches above the knee, that's a big difference. And I think that right now, yeah, we got to get him to get the ball down a little bit more.
Was that kind of similar to like earlier in the season with Maeda a little bit?
It was.
Kind of challenging high and getting burned a little bit?
Yeah, and I don't think that Alex is challenging high. I think that Kenta at times was trying to go in and be aggressive with the fastball, so I think that's different. But I think that, yeah, to your original question, you know, there's a few inches that are a big difference in performance.
How do you not lose your mind? And I'm not trying to be funny.
I think that it's one of those things that it's just understanding that the guys are battling their tails off. And the last two nights, actually, I saw some positive things. I really did. And where we're at right now on this date, we had a good scoreboard tonight. So to be honest, I was looking a little bit. So I think, again, the only way we can go about it is to try to win one baseball game. And it's not easy, obviously. We're proving that. But we'll be ready to go tomorrow.
Is it that time where you feel a little bit of pressure coming from the teams behind you, perhaps?
I wouldn't say pressure, but we're making a little bit closer than we had anticipated. But, you know, sometimes it's as frustrating as all get out. But I think sometimes you just got to shake your head and laugh because we're doing some unprecedented things right now.
Sunday's pitching matchup in LA has Tyler Chatwood throwing for the Rockies and Rich Hill for the Dodgers.